This podcast is sponsored by RSE Management Consulting, Inc. Richard has been my accountant for 5 years, and our relationship has grown into an incredible friendship. He now serves over 60 members in my business. The firm specializes in corporate tax, financial bookkeeping, and management advisory services for small and medium-sized businesses. His expertise is helping his clients manage the intricacies of tax law and teaching small and medium-sized businesses how to navigate the tough landscape of tax. If you want to hear more, you can go and listen to episode 203. I interviewed Richard on my podcast. The value that he has given to me over the last 5 years to me is truly priceless. He will work with you to create an action plan in order to organize your business finances, which in turn affects you personally in so many amazing ways that you didn't even know. You can email him at reitelberg, reitelberg, at reitelberg@rsemgtcon.com, or you can call him directly at his office, area code 631-623-2400. You can also visit rsemgtcon.com to contact and learn more, and we will upload all this information to the show notes as well. Hello, friends. Welcome to Level Up with Debbie Neal. I am your host. There is nowhere I would rather be than right here, right now with you. This podcast is all about leveling up in all aspects of our lives. Thank you for being here. I am so grateful. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Together, we are leveling up. You ready? Hello, my incredible Level Up family. I'm so excited to be here with you today. What we're going to be talking about today is your success is your choice. Like, you're not a product of your circumstances. There is no luck in success, okay? It's all about your choice. And I want you to get really, really pumped up about that, okay? So what we're going to focus on is 10 choices that you, I'm going to stress the word you, have the power to make to level up and succeed. And again, I want you to get very excited about this. Like, we're not a victim. We are victors. You have every single thing that you need inside of you to be more. You were born to succeed. And success isn't easy. But let me tell you something else. Not living up to your potential isn't easy either. Sitting on your dreams is a waste of precious moments. Every single day, we have a choice. We can move our life forward, or we can remain the same, or we can take steps back. Because quite honestly, we're never really remaining the same. We're either moving forward or moving backward because we're always in motion. So every day, we have a choice how to spend our days. And I want you to get like, I don't know, start dreaming about this, right? Get excited about this. But at the same time, I want you to get really real with yourself. Because the reality is that we all have stuff. We all go through things. Maybe, you know what? Maybe you feel you were dealt a bad hand. Maybe you feel like, you know, you are the way you are because of someone else, or you're where you are because of someone else. Maybe you're making excuses that you justify each and every day. But I want to ask you a question. How is that working out for you? Like, how is that working out for you? Because we cannot control certain things in our life, but we can control how we react. We can make excuses, or we can make money, but we can't make both. So today, I want to talk about 10 choices that we have the power to make or not make that determines our level of success. So, hypothetical question, are you ready to take ownership? Are you ready to choose you because your best life is waiting for you? So, number one, this is like a word that we hear all the time, but deciding is a choice. Deciding to be successful is a choice. You either want it or you don't. And it's actually as simple as that, right? Like every single time we don't do something, like kind of ask yourself, like, do I really want this? Do I? Because we hear the word decision all the time. And maybe, and we go over this often, maybe most of you think you have decided, like I have decided. If your dreams are even a question, like in other words, like a question if you're going to create them, a question if you're going to have them, a question if you're going to live in that space, then you haven't decided. And I'm talking about the kind of decision that's absolute. Like it's absolute as your name is to you, because a true decision lights your heart and it lights your soul on fire. It's a level of certainty. Okay. So you don't always know the how. Like you don't know like how all the time. You don't always know when, but you 100% know that without a doubt, you are doing it. To choose to decide also means that you have to choose to believe. Like if you don't believe that you can, you're never going to decide. You'll always wonder, you'll wish, you will dream, but a true decision inspires action. And until you believe you can, that internal alarm inside of you is always going to keep you safe. It will, you know, it'll say things like you're not ready. And it'll say things like the time isn't right. And that internal alarm will say like, wait till you have more confidence. Wait till you have more experience. Wait till you feel good about it happening. No. It's decide first, and then the rest gets figured out. Every single day, you have a choice to decide. It's a choice. Again, you're going to hear that over and over again in today's podcast. It's a choice. Deciding is a choice. Success is your choice. Are you taking steps every day to move your success forward? Are you just lost in the busy? Because let me tell you something, life is busy. Like there's always going to be stuff. Are you settling for a good life instead of choosing to have a great life? Deciding to move is a choice. Deciding to do something big is a choice. So deciding is a choice, and deciding is a big part of whether or not you are going to succeed and whatever it is you want to succeed in, okay? Number two, showing up is a choice. And my friends, I'm not just talking about showing up. Like, I mean, people could show up and maybe they look ho-hum and they don't have energy and they're woe is me, or they're not engaged. They're not leading. They're not bringing anything to the table. They're just there. Okay. So we're not talking about that type of showing up. Success requires consistent effort over time, and showing up and putting in the work is a choice. So in other words, like if you're going to be there, be there. If you're going to be there, make the most of your time. Like, don't just be a wallflower. Don't be somebody that comes in and sits in the back of the room. Don't be somebody that's not participating, even if it's really uncomfortable. Showing up consistently, okay, which is a choice, builds trust with people. Because without trust, nothing grows. People know when you don't show up. People are like, oh my God, maybe some people won't notice. First of all, if they don't notice, you're not even bringing the value to begin with, okay? People know when you're in and then out. Show up like the leader you want to be, and that is a choice. And then we're still on the topic of showing up. It increases your chance of coming across opportunities, the right people. You know, again, this is where people think success is a luck. No, it's not. It's showing up every day expecting success. So whether that's at events, whether it's meetings, or whether it's just being fully present wherever you are, fully present, like aware, noticing who you're talking to, noticing what's around you. It's a choice to show up as your best self. It's a choice to show up like a professional. It's a choice to show up smiling. It's a choice to show up like a leader, to show up for success, to show up expecting incredible things to happen. If you show up down and negative and kind of have that I can't do it energy, you aren't choosing to show up. You're waiting for someone or something to make the change, and it requires you. Every day, it's a choice to get up, to get out, to show up and meet people. Show up and expect success. Showing up and being fully present in your business and in your success, right? That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we create results. And again, going back to a choice, if you want to be successful, showing up creates results. Okay. Success is never a smooth journey. Like, it's just not. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be challenges. But when we consistently show up, we're like facing those challenges head on, right? You're building that resilience. We're developing the ability and the skill to work through anything, which again, results in success. So that means making the choice to show up no matter what's going on. It's the choice to show up no matter how you feel. Like, I love people like, you know, I just need an emotional break. Okay, take it. But understand that that's a choice. Showing up consistently requires discipline. It requires a positive mindset, right? And when you show up consistently, you're building these qualities. So by making this choice, you're increasing your chances of success, right? And at the same time, you're developing these valuable skills and qualities that are going to grow you as a leader. So showing up is not just about the physical presence, which honestly is very important. Okay. You have one opportunity to make a first impression. So, you know, I've heard people say to me, but I just want to show up like the way I am. Like, just, I want to be authentic. I want to be the natural me. Like, that's fine, but improve the natural, authentic person that you are and show up the best possible version of you. Okay. So it's not just the physical, but it's about commitment and consistency and willing to put in the effort, right? And this is 100% your choice. So pay attention to how you show up because you have the power and the choice to show up like a boss. Are you showing up like a boss or are you just showing up like in a way that, oh my gosh, somebody else is going to tell me exactly what to do. I'm going to take a seat in the back of the room. I'm not going to show up big. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to lead. I'm just like, how are you showing up? Okay. Number three, you guys, I get myself jacked up. Okay. Hard work is a choice. It's a choice. And honestly, every single one of you, if you've been listening to my podcast for an extended period of time, you know how I feel about this. If you want it, work for it. If you want it, work for it. How bad do you want it? Like, we're living in this world, people are like, you know what? It's just going to, I'm all about the law of attraction. I am all about what you focus about, you bring about. I am all about the vision boards. I am all about like envisioning and creating this vision in your mind. But we bring it to life. So are you willing to wake up before other people? Are you willing to stay up later than other people? Work until your calendar is full. I love when people say, you know, I'm investing 30 minutes a day. I'm investing 60 minutes a day. Well, what if you don't get results? Like, what if you do that and you haven't built the skill set yet to get the results? Like, work until you do the task it is, whether it's putting new things on the calendar, filling your calendar, scheduling things, whatever. Do more than what is required. Don't settle for average. Are you willing to outwork others? Surround yourself with people who inspire you to do more because we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Your work ethic is your choice. If you want it, work for it. Success requires effort. It takes grit. Now, we've all heard this. If you want to be part of the 1%, you must be willing to do what the other 99% isn't willing to do. That's their choice to remain where they are. That's a choice. We aren't born with a work ethic. You know, and maybe you've had a great example, okay, of work ethic as you were growing up. Amazing. Maybe you didn't. What you do is still a choice. You can be a product of your circumstances, or you could be the difference that you wish to see. So number four, attitude. Your attitude is a choice. Our attitude towards any situation, any circumstance is how we choose to perceive it. We have the ability and we have the power to see events in a positive way, in a negative way, in an abundant way, in a victim way, but it all comes down to our perspective, and our perspective is a choice, right? So we might not always have control over our external circumstances, okay? But we do have control over how we react to them. And our attitude is reflected in how we choose, okay, I keep stressing the word choose and choices to respond to the challenges. So whether it's a challenge, whether it's a setback, right, or successes, our reaction is our choice. And our emotions, right? Well, we might as well dig a little bit deeper, are influenced by our thoughts and beliefs. And when we take ownership of our thoughts, okay, ownership, we're constantly and consciously choosing to build these emotions like gratitude, resilience, optimism, and every single one of those shape our attitude, which is a choice. Okay. So our attitude develops and like creates our behavior, affecting how we interact with people, how we interact in our business, how we interact in our relationships, how we interact with the world around us. So when we choose a positive attitude, you know what's going to happen? We're likely going to be kinder. We're going to love more. We're going to show more gratitude. By choosing a positive attitude, we're developing resilience in the face of adversity. All of this. So when we say choices are a result of our success, our attitude is a reflection of our freedom. I want you to hear that word, freedom, to choose our thoughts and our responses. Your thoughts, your responses are your choice, right? So despite external circumstances, no matter else what is going on around you, we choose to decide how we want to perceive and show up in the world. Like, again, that's our choice. Our attitude is our choice. Number five, effort is a choice. If you're going to do something, do it. Play to win. Build to succeed. Like, don't stop until. Do whatever it takes. That's a choice. And we're living in a world where average go through the motions, right? Be the one who puts in the effort. And whether that's in a business, whether that's in a job, whether that's in a relationship, put in the effort and stop being a, you know, not you. I just be like the world. Stop being a byproduct of your circumstances, right? Most people are doing the bare minimum. They attempt, they try. They're like, I was there. I showed up. Effort puts you in the driver's seat. Effort is a choice. It's a choice to put in the effort. What is your why? Is your why powerful enough that it's going to inspire you to work? Is it important enough to you to put in the effort? And that is like, that's what it comes down to. The amount of effort you put into something is a choice. Are you working towards a promotion? Are you working towards a new level of income? Are you working towards, like, you know, health goal? What is it you're working towards? What are you doing? What can you do more of? What can you do more of to create that in your life? Number six. Discipline is a choice. You know, we talk about discipline all the time. I love the word discipline. Discipline and success, they go, they're just always going to be in the same conversation. Leveling up, right? This is a level up podcast. It requires discipline. But, you know, you weren't born with a discipline. You know, you were born with a certain hair color. You were born with a certain eye color. You were born with certain things. You weren't born with a level of discipline. You might have had examples of people around you that had great levels of discipline, which inspired you to be more. You might be surrounded by people who have very low levels of discipline. And maybe you think that's the bar, but the reality of the situation is we choose it. Discipline is working out when you don't feel like it. That's a choice. Discipline is building your business when you don't feel like it. That's a choice. Discipline is living in your word. Your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. That is a choice. Discipline is persevering until. That's a choice. Like, things are going to come your way. Obstacles are going to come your way. Rejection is going to come your way. You know, learning new skills is going to come your way. Feeling really vulnerable is going to come your way. Discipline to persevere until. That's a choice. Discipline is doing what it takes for as long as it takes, even when you don't feel like it, because where you want to grow to is important enough to you. Success is important enough to you that you're like, you know what? I'm going to build that discipline. Here I am. Here's where I want to be. There's that bridge. That bridge is called discipline. Discipline is the bridge from where you are to where you want to be. And guess what? There's not a roadblock on that bridge. There's not, like, what are those things called when the boat's a drawbridge on that bridge that's up and you can't go over it. You actually have a clear path. And I don't mean clear from obstacles and clear from learning opportunities, but it's clear you're either going to walk over that bridge, plow through that bridge, or you're not. But I want you to fully understand it's a choice. Like, I want you to look in the mirror like, wow, like I get to choose to go over that bridge of discipline. Number seven, gratitude is a choice. Now, it involves a conscious decision to focus on the positive aspects of life rather than dwelling on the negative. And my friends, I want to be honest with you. Like, I'm not immune to this stuff. I've been going through like a little bit of family stuff. We all have stuff. And there's times I've gone down that rabbit hole of thinking, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And I overthink things and I try to manipulate things and I try to like project. And it's like, it's a conscious decision to focus on the gratitude. Like, what am I so grateful for? What can I control today? We will all go through challenging circumstances. We will all face difficulties. We have the ability to find things to be grateful for always. Always. It's a choice, but it is all about perspective, which we've touched on a few times today. Choosing gratitude, okay? Choosing gratitude is actively acknowledging, okay, and appreciating the good things in life, no matter how small they may be at the time. So without divulging things, like yesterday was a stressful day for me, just stressful, like things were on my heart. I took a decent long car ride both ways. I just had a lot of stuff on my mind. And I was like, okay, what am I so grateful for? And spend time in that car just thinking about all of the things that I was so grateful for. And this choice has significant benefits for every single thing you do in your life. So when you're choosing gratitude, it affects how you show up. When you're choosing gratitude, it shows up in your relationships. Because let me tell you something, a perfect person doesn't exist on this planet. Like, every now and then I need to look in the mirror and be like, Deb, you're no easy feat, okay? So finding gratitude in the relationships, your friendships, be grateful. There's things always to be grateful for. Your business, it's a choice and we make it each and every day. We choose gratitude. Practicing gratitude is a skill that can be built, but it's built through a deliberate choice, effort, and practice. And when we make this conscious decision, choice, to have a grateful mindset, we grow the ability to notice, to appreciate, to cherish the blessings and the opportunities that are around every single one of us, okay? Even in the most difficult and challenging times. So again, I reflected on yesterday, I'm like, what did I learn from it? How could I be better? What can I appreciate in this circumstance? Gratitude as a choice empowers us to shape our lives, to shape our experiences, to shape our perceptions. And what happens is gratitude then, when we're choosing gratitude, it leads us to greater resilience, greater just overall happiness and well-being, okay? Number eight, abundance is a choice. So abundance is not based on what you earn. It's not based on what is in your bank account, okay? Focusing on abundance, okay, involves choosing to recognize that there is plenty in the world. There's plenty of opportunities. We're surrounded by opportunities. There's plenty of resources. There's plenty of love. There's plenty of joy. There's plenty of success. So choosing abundance is about shifting from scarcity mindset, which focuses on limitations and lack, to an abundance mindset, which, okay, sees potential. It sees possibilities. When we choose to focus on abundance, we are deliberately directing our thoughts and our feelings and our actions towards gratitude and abundance. It's a conscious choice to look for the good in every situation and create that sense of abundance in our life. When you choose abundance, gosh, you're empowering yourself to create the life that you desire. So instead of choosing to feel like a victim of our external circumstances, you're choosing to recognize your own ability to create through your thoughts, through your beliefs, and your actions, okay? So choosing abundance requires self-awareness. It really does. Because let me tell you something, if you're not aware of your thoughts, they're going to take over, okay? It requires self-awareness and mindfulness. It involves paying attention to your thoughts and consciously choosing to, like, you know, redo, reframe. So like any negative thought or any limiting belief into positive, empowering ones. Okay. So it's the same for any skill. Focusing and choosing abundance takes practice. It is not always easy. And I get it, especially in challenging situations. And I've lived it recently. But the more we choose to focus on abundance, the more natural it's going to kind of become, like, innate, right? Focusing and choosing abundance is a choice because it requires awareness, intention, and effort to shift perspective from scarcity to abundance. And so by making this choice, you're opening yourself up to a world of possibilities, and you're empowering yourself to create a more fulfilling, abundant, and successful life. So again, abundance is a choice. Number 9, doing extra is a choice. So this is, like, kind of tied into the effort is a choice, right? You can kind of connect them. I probably could have lumped them into one. But high achievers thrive on challenges. High achievers choose to look for opportunities to push themselves beyond their comfort zone. Okay. So one of the things, like, I use my son Tyler. First of all my kids are amazing, but I happen to live with Tyler right now at the present moment. Like, you know, he went from doing a half marathon, and now I want to train for a half Ironman. And then he's already booked his full Ironman. He's always looking for an opportunity to push himself beyond his comfort zone. And so what high achievers do is they view doing extra as a means of, like, personal growth and development. The top percent in any profession go above and beyond because they have big goals. They have big aspirations. They have big dreams. They don't want to be lumped into average. They choose to do extra knowing it will help them stand out. It will help them achieve success and level up their life. So again, they're choosing to do extra because this is what they want. When people are passionate about something, they often invest extra time and effort into it willingly, right? So that's why it shows up in success. It shows up in relationships. People put the extra effort in a relationship if they want to. If they don't do it, that's feedback, right? So whether it's a hobby, whether it's a business or a profession that we love, passion drives us to do more than what is expected. And top performers in anything have just a strong sense of responsibility towards their work, towards their commitments. So they choose to do extra to make sure things are done with excellence. In competitive environments, leaders feel pressure to do extra to level up. Now, some people, they don't like pressure, honestly. And first of all, I don't know if you guys like diamonds. I love diamonds. They say diamonds are a girl's best friend, okay? And they are. But how is a diamond formed? It's formed under extreme heat and pressure. So learn how to love pressure, because you know what? A diamond is beautiful and it shines. And every single one of us have the ability to be beautiful and to shine and succeed. But we must feel the pressure. If you're not feeling pressure, you're not working at your potential. If you're not feeling pressure, my guess without assumption is you're not doing something today that really lights your soul on fire. Maybe you're settling. Maybe you're going to bed every night and be like, this is not really cutting it. I'm spending a lot of hours doing this. I'm putting in a lot of effort. It's not even rewarding financially, but I don't really want to test myself. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. I don't want to be vulnerable again. Whatever it is, if you want to succeed, leaders feel pressure to do extra to change and succeed. And this drive to excel motivates top performers to go above, to go beyond. People choose to do extra. Maybe they want to strive to receive recognition, right? To earn bonuses, to earn trips, for praise. I mean, there's a lot of people who just work harder for praises than raises, right? They choose to do this. It's a choice to do extra. It's a standard. You are the bar. You're choosing where you are. You're choosing to do extra or not do extra. You're the trailblazer, but it is 100% your choice. Number 10, excellence is a choice. So what happens is choosing excellence involves choosing to grow a mindset that prioritizes continuous improvement, right? And the pursuit of excellence. So achieving excellence, no matter what you do, requires the choice to put in the necessary effort, the hard work to develop the skills to produce these outstanding results. When we consistently choose excellence, it requires a discipline to maintain focus, to continue to have high standards, and to overcome obstacles or setbacks that we will encounter. So those of you that are striving for excellence, you're making commitment to excellence in everything you do, whether it's your personal life or your professional life. It is a choice, okay? So individuals, people, leaders who choose excellence hold themselves accountable for their actions. They hold themselves accountable for their outcomes. They're not making excuses. They're not pointing fingers. They're not blaming others because they're choosing to take ownership. Choosing excellence, here's the great thing too. It inspires people around you. It inspires people around you to do the same thing. And so you're creating this culture of excellence, whether that's with your team, your organization, your community, your family, your friends. And guess what happens? That's called leadership, because leadership is influence and we influence others. If you're not striving for excellence, what are you showing your kids? If you're not striving to be your best, what are you showing your partner? Like if you're going to settle in that area, you're going to settle with them. Right? Leadership is influence. And we're influencing others when we choose excellence. Excellence is a choice. It requires a conscious decision and actions to pursue greatness in every area of our life. How you do anything is how you do everything. So again, if you're lazy in your level of success, chances are you're lazy in your health. Chances are you're lazy in your relationship. Chances are you're lazy in your friendship. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's the reality. The path to excellence isn't easy and it can be challenging, but the reward that it can create as a result makes the journey worthwhile and it's worth it. Okay. So I am asking you to choose success. I am calling on your greatness. What you do today is your choice. What you strive for tomorrow is your choice. You are in the driver's seat. You are in complete control. Your success, your life, your happiness, your future is your choice. So I love you, my friends. It's your time. Choose wisely.